Here is the news at 6. In the headlines, GRIDCO apologizes for power cut as parts of Accra remain in darkness. Greater Accra and Nagwa begin 7-day strike, but Education Ministry optimistic of reaching agreement with association today. Judgment night bout with Timbuktu Mbanku and Ayite Power is finally here. Soldiers in Nigeria shoot at commander in Maiduguri for killing of colleagues by Boko Haram militants. And Brazilian Congress approves compensation plan for World War II Amazon rubber plantation workers.
Radio Ghana, number one current affairs news channel and more.
Most parts of Greater Accra are in darkness, thus GRIDCO has attributed to challenges in its distribution lines. Head of Public Relations at GRIDCO, Albert Kwenu, has apologized for the blackout and said engineers are working to restore power to consumers.
First, let me apologize to the public for the inconvenience most residents are going through as a result of a series of challenges we had on our network. The first happened in Achimota. We had a one of our lines getting isolated from the tower. Then we had another line dropping around Adjuengano. As a result of these incidents, we are not in a position to evacuate all the power that we need to feed ECG in Accra. The other challenge we had was as a result of our problems, and we had feedbacks into the generation network, and we lost generation in Tama and Takrady, and that is the challenge we have at the moment. Our engineers and technicians are working this morning to restore power to all consumers.
Yeah, have they given you a timeline for these challenges to be solved?
No, we first have to go to the location, look at the challenge and work to resolve it. We can put timelines on this.
So apart from Accra, are there other regions which are also facing this power outage?
It's mainly Accra and outlying communities, Kasua, the Kwapin range.
Albert Kwenu is the head of public relations at GRIDCO. The National Association of Graduate Teachers, NAGRA, to today begin a 7-day strike to impress upon government to address its grievances. The graduate teachers say government has refused to transfer teachers' pensions to the Ghana Education Service trustees to manage. Other issues raised are the non-payment of recruited teacher salary, payment of only 3 months salary arrears, and non-payment of credit arrears of 2011 to 2012. At a news conference addressed by the Greater Accra Chairman Rene Senyu, the chief has said if government fails to address these issues by the end of the 7 days, they will advise themselves.
Non-payment of incremental credit of 2011-2012. Non-payment of transfer grant and staff rationalization policy. Non-payment of recruiting teacher salary. Then payment of only 3 months salary arrest policy. In view of the above reasons, we plan to go on demonstration on the 15th of May 2014. On the 6th of May 2014, we wrote to the police administration seeking permission to embark on the demonstration as required by the Public Order Act 491. We were subsequently invited to a meeting on the 8th of May 2014 to discuss the issue. We had a useful discussion, and the final meeting was scheduled on Monday, 12th of May, 2014.
That was the Greater Accra chairman of NAGRA, Rene Senyu. We have him on the line to tell us whether they're really going ahead with a strike. Good morning, Rene.
Good morning.
So are you still going ahead with a strike despite the intervention by the GES?
Yes, you are still going on.
Why?
On. Because you have not had anything concrete from government.
How do you mean?
There's nothing on paper that shows that our pension contribution is going to the GES trustees to manage for us. There's nothing on paper to show that our arrears that we are demanding are going to be paid. There's nothing on paper to show that they're going to stop the 3 month tariff policy arrest. So we are waiting for all these things on paper before we can call up the strike.
Yesterday, we hear we actually spoke to the Director of Public Relations at the Ministry of Education, that's Paul Krampa, and he indicated that he met with you. Are you saying you are not satisfied with the outcome of the meeting?
Yes, there's nothing on paper. There's nothing on paper from that meeting that shows that our demands are addressed. There's nothing. So, until we see something concrete on paper, that our pensions are going to the authority that we mandate to manage for us, we are not going back to class.
So what do you want to see on paper?
That from next month, our pension contribution will go to DS trustee to manage for us. From next month, all transfer grants will be paid. You should give us a roadmap to stop all our concerns. That's what we're talking about.
So then
the strike continues.
So is the strike going to be replicated all over the country? Or is just the Greater Accra region?
Greater Accra is starting today and other the 9 regions will join us tomorrow.
Why are you starting today?
Because of the demonstration that the police has to stop.
Say it.
The demonstration is part of our strike action that we planned. The plan was that we demonstrate today in Accra and from tomorrow we lay down our tools. And since the demonstration didn't come on as we planned, we thought it wise to start the strike this morning.
So has the police approved of the strike?
So we don't need permission from the police to go on strike.
You do? To demonstrate?
We only need permission from the police to go on demonstration, which they refuse based on security reasons.
So you are not going ahead with the demonstration by going
to go on strike?
So you are not going on the demonstration, you are going on strike?
Yes.
So how is it going to be? Is there a sit-down strike or...?
Sit-down? No, we don't go to school at all. No teachers go to school at all. Just sit down home.
All right. We thank you, Rene. That was the Greater Accra Chairman of NAGRAT, Rene Senyo. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Education has expressed optimism that the intended strike by NAGRAT will not come on today. This follows an intervention by the GES Council hours after NAGRAT announced its decision to go on strike. Another meeting has been scheduled for tomorrow aimed at addressing the grievances of the teachers. Director of Public Relations at the Ministry of Education, Paul Krampa, told George Asikwi that he also refuted claims by NAGRAT that the Minister of Education, Professor Jinana Opoku-Ajibayin, has brought on board policies that are teacher unfriendly.
We've received a report that they've been backing on strike action, but I must quickly add that we have invited them, the GS Council has invited them. I am very much optimistic that they will not embark on strike action.
When are you expected to meet them? Because they made the announcement.
No, I'm saying that the GS Council has met the Ghana National Association of Teachers, the Coalition of Concerned Teachers, as well as the NAGRAT executives. But there's another meeting that has been planned for Friday. So on Friday, we are going to meet them again at the Ministry of Education.
So you can assure parents that tomorrow there will be nothing like strike?
Oh yes, I am very much optimistic that based upon the intervention of the GS Council, I don't think they will embark on strike action tomorrow.
But NAGRAT has also accused the Minister of Education of embarking on teacher-unfriendly policies.
I totally disagree with them. You know, the minister is someone who is actually interested in the welfare of teachers. No, she's that type of person who doesn't tolerate indiscipline. She has had a unique opportunity of visiting all the schools in the country. I'm talking about all the regions that have been there. And she has seen a lot of things which weren't palatable. And based upon that, she reacted. You see, as a leader, when you see things that things are not going right, you have every right to air your views. In fact, in some of the schools that we visited, teachers' absenteeism was there. In other schools, teachers didn't turn up at all. I mean, when you see such a thing as a leader, you keep it. No, you don't keep it. Your views, on such issues. So it's because of that we have been, she's been accused of not being teacher friendly. I totally disagree with my friends at the NAGRAT. She's somebody who is highly interested in the welfare of teachers. There's no doubt about that.
Director of Public Relations of the Ministry of Education, Paul Krampa, in that interview with George Asikwi. Private universities are to consider forming a consortium to find sustainable means to overcome some of their challenges. Putting resources together to set up facilities such as libraries and other infrastructure will help reduce the financial burden on individual schools. Minister of Education Professor Jane Opokwajimai made the point at the 8th anniversary of the Council of Independent Universities Ghana in Accra. President John Mahama has announced that government is ready to support graduates and, for that matter, the youth who are interested and prepared to venture into farming. He has therefore urged them to discard the long-held out erroneous notion that farming is for the aged. President Mahama served those at the Forest and Horticultural Crops Research Center at Kadi in the Eastern Region, where he inspected a number of edome facilities for the cultivation of vegetables. He described the use of the edome as the beginning of revolution to put Ghana in an enviable position for food, vegetable and flower production in the world. Seth Aya reports.
The EnviroDome greenhouse facilities were constructed through the collaboration of the Eisenberg Agri Beijing Civicsin Ventures Limited and the Forest and Horticultural Crops Research Center of the University of Ghana. It aims to develop and transfer technology to farmers to increase yields. Produce are also disease resistant and organic. President Mahama urged the youth to change their attitude towards farming and embrace it as a commercial venture.
We must move from our traditional mentality of agriculture to a science-based commercial mentality of agriculture. Agriculture is no longer a vocation in which you engage in just to produce enough crops to feed you and your family. Agriculture is a vocation you engage in to make money and to make wealth for yourself. And so that mentality where we thought that agriculture was a vocation for our illiterate fathers and mothers in the village, those days are over. We must encourage young, educated people to go into the business of agriculture. One, in order to increase food production, and two, to create jobs and businesses for our young people.
President Mahama said the EnviroDome concept of farming is the way to go to attain food security and exports. Government will therefore ensure that the idea is established and sustained throughout the country.
I want to, on this day, pledge that government is going to support this project with our utmost commitment and effort. We are bringing that we are able to spread this EnviroDome technology across the length and breadth of Ghana. Young people who finish school, graduate of agriculture or non-graduates of agriculture, you don't necessarily have to be a graduate of agriculture to be able to do this project. They'll be accepted into training, they'll be trained, and when they finish the training, they'll be supported with credits and facilities to set up their own EnviroDome project.
A director at the center, Professor George Udronkansa, extolled the success of the EnviroDome and its positive impact on food production in the country. Reporting for Radio Ghana.
Meanwhile, President Mahama has described as appalling the deplorable road network in Asakmankase, Kede, Ekwetia and the environs. He has therefore assured the people of government's commitment to tackle the roads before 2016. President Mahama said this when he addressed the chiefs and people of these areas at Ekumenin in the Eastern Region. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra, and the major stories. GridCo apologizes for power cuts as parts of Accra remain in darkness. Greater Accra Nagwad begins 7-day strike, but Education Ministry optimistic of reaching agreement with association today. Judgment night bout between Boko Mbanku and Aite Powers finally here. Soldiers in Nigeria shoot at commander in Maiduguri for killing of colleagues by Boko Haram militants. And Brazilian Congress approves compensation plan for World War II Amazon rubber plantation workers.
Radio Ghana, number one current affairs news channel and more.
The news continues. The NPP says it has not issued any gagging orders to its members in relation to the ongoing National Economic Forum. The party will therefore not punish any member who attends the forum. National Chairman of the party, Paul Afoko, told George Asequi that the outcome of the forum will not reverse government's decision with the IMF. He said the NPP is aware that the IMF has given a $30 million loan and $10 million grant to government to lay off 300 workers of the Ghana Statistical Service this year and use part of the money to pay off the affected workers. The much-heralded bout between Brahima Kamoko and aka Bukumbanku and Ayite Powers will come up this evening. The bout took an interesting twist yesterday as Banku failed to meet the weight class for the cruise bout. Kamoko weighed 18 pounds above the stipulated 200-pound limit for the bout, while Powers weighed exactly 200 pounds. However, the president of the Ghana Boxing Authority, Peter Zwenes, said Banku would still be permitted to fight because of the non-title nature of the bout, even though failure to meet the weight limit would attract a deduction from their fight purse. The fight was originally scheduled for the 18th of last month, but had to be postponed after Ayite Powers pulled out, citing spiritual reasons. After intense negotiations, the match was refixed for the 16th of this month, but it again suffered another jolt following a ban on noisemaking in Gamashi. However, the Ghana Boxing Authority contended that the Accra Sports Stadium venue for the bout falls under the jurisdiction of the Osun Traditional Council and not Gamashi, for which reason a ban on noisemaking in Gamashi does not extend to the stadium. However, before that controversy could be settled, the Osun Traditional Council also announced a ban on noisemaking to take effect on the 16th, the new date for the fight. This compelled the Boxing Authority and the promoters to shift the date one day forward. The two boxers have been speaking ahead of the bout this evening. First, Bukumbanku.
All the Ghanaians want to see this fight because the fight is a beast. You know, I'm also training them to come and stop Ayite Boys because Ayite Boys is not my club. They always shout. I want the Ghanaians to know that me and Bukumbanku will stop Ayite Boys.
Shout loud.
I want everybody to come earlier.
My God,
I want this fight because I'm training hard. I'm no joke. The most we don't know your master is here. Now, boy, like, we need to shake you. Always talk, talk. By the way, when the camera is ready, you see the cockroach is bigger than the elephant. I want all the Ghanaians to come and see this fight. I prefer already because Ayite Boys ran away. But after he ran away, I mean, just relax for 1 week before I continue the training and but right now, by 1 week, I will do better for my fans. I will train hard for my fans. But everybody come and watch my training. Everybody will be happy. But I will stop by IT Power. I'm worried because it disappointed the Ghanaians. People are suffering IT Power. People are suffering me. I don't work with plan. I don't do plan. Come and fight. I'm not a leader. IT Power is always loose. It's always I'm a winner. I want to win this fight by the grace of Allah. I want to tell all my fans that if somebody about tomorrow we are here. So I want to tell all my friends to come earlier to watch this fight because I'm finished earlier.
Bukumbanku, now Ayite Powers.
You know, Bukumbanku, he fought Mohamed Kunde. They finished all the rounds. I fought Mohamed Kunde. I stopped Mohamed Kunde. Bukumbanku, he fought Alalepe Akin. They finished all the rounds. I fought Alalepe Akin. I stopped him. Bukumbanku, he fought Flash Ibuli. They finished all the rounds. I stopped Flash Ibuli. So Bukumbanku, I'm going to stop him as well. I'm going to stop Bukumbanku. You people should trust me. Yeah, I'm going to stop Bukumbanku. No doubt about it. He's going to fight, but if I hit Rob, this time Banku is going to be nyama nyama. Banku about 50. Yeah, that's me. Ninja Ayite Powers, I'm powerful puncher. Bukumbanku, you know this fight, the referee is going to enjoy itself. Because no clinching, nothing. We are going to fight, pam, 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 pam. Like if you are standing, you stand somewhere, you can dance with the punch. Pack, packing, pack, packing, pack. Yeah, give and take.
Ayite Powers. On the foreign front, reports say soldiers in Nigeria have opened fire on their commander in the northeastern city of Maiduguri. Major General Ahmed Mohammed escaped unhurt after soldiers shot at his car at the Maimalawi barracks. The soldiers blamed him for the killing of their colleagues in an ambush by suspected Boko Haram militants. And the Brazilian Congress has approved a plan to compensate workers sent to rubber plantations in the Amazon during World War II. About 55,000 mostly poor Brazilians left for the rainforest to supply the United States with rubber used in making weapons and vehicles during the war. The conditions in the Amazon were harsh, and a large number of them died from malaria, hepatitis, and yellow fever. To end the news, the main points again. Greatco has apologized for the power cuts as part of Accra Remain in Darkness. The Greater Accra NAGWAT begins a 7-day strike, but Education Ministry is optimistic of reaching an agreement with the association today. The much-heralded judgment night bout between Bukumbanku and Aite Powers is finally here, and that ends the news broadcast from Radio Ghana, Accra.